In 1903, W.B. Du Bois stated that the problem of the 20th century was the color line. Today, with the fierce urgency of now, the problem of the 21st century is post-racial blindness, which creates a false sense of racial, social, and economic equality. Post-racial blindness can and does manifest itself in multiple ways, from rising unemployment rates in black and brown communities to food deserts, increased violence, and million-dollar school deficits, where city children, in Baltimore City, for example, are forced to pay for someone else's mistakes. Payments that include fewer teachers, which results in bigger class sizes, fewer art and language and physical education courses, and fewer opportunities for college prep, honors, or AP courses. This is a crisis in black education. It's an achievement gap that needs to be closed. At this time, out of a population of only 38 million, 4.6 million black people hold a college degree. Out of that number, 1 million of them hold a master's degree. Another 150,000 hold an advanced degree in law, business, or medicine. And out of that number, only 136,000 hold a doctorate. We can change this. And so we must invest more money in our public schools on a per-student basis. We must have our teachers design more culturally responsive instruction that highlights diversity and inclusion. We must offer more art, language, physical education, honors, and AP courses. We must hire more certified teachers, and we must redesign the classrooms to have smaller class sizes. This is how we address the gap. This is how we meet the crises. This has been Dr. K for WYPR, your NPR news station.